Blog Talk Radio.
Good day on this Wellness Wednesday, April the 15th of the Eurovision 2020. I am your host, Jessie, Coach Jessie, also known as Jessie Blair Myrie. I am grateful to be alive and in good health on this wonderful Wednesday. It's sunny here in the Northeast where I live, of the United States of America. And I'm just here to share with you my nutritional knowledge and to impart in you what I've learned, what I've come to understand. And also, I love that no one diet is perfect for everyone. And I love to quote Hippocrates, "Let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food." So on today's topic, eat your medicine. Eat your medicine. You're probably saying, how do you do that? And some of you listening, you probably already know. However, those of you who just want to be enlightened, learn a little bit more about what it is to eat your medicine and how you can do that. Just perk up those ears. Here it comes. There is so much going on nowadays. We're all aware. It's not just nationwide, it's worldwide. About this coronavirus pandemic. It's a global health emergency that's impacting all of us. And especially it's compromising a lot of our livelihoods. But because of the compromising immune systems that some of us have, some of us did not fare too well. And I'm talking about thousands in numbers, and that is not a happy thing to quote or mention, but it is reality. So researchers tell us that many of the COVID-19 deaths are linked to underlying health problems. And probably not fun to say it, but actually it is good to say this, that it's actually good news. Why? Because studies show that we can prevent most cases of chronic illnesses like heart disease, type 2 diabetes, cancer, and Alzheimer's just by eating the right foods and avoiding the wrong ones. Did you hear me? Just by eating the right foods and avoiding the wrong ones. So we all know, I'm probably preaching to the choir here, not all food is good for you. We all know that. And some of us eat a lot of the not so good ones. And then there are repercussions. Our bodies actually receive the brunt of it. We do. So there are two questions that have always fascinated immunologists in any pandemic. The first one is, why do some people get sick while others stay healthy? Probably thinking like, okay, young people, oh, we're immune to this. Not necessarily. Underlying health conditions. So among those who become infected, why do some people fare so much better than others of the same age and the same gender? That's another question to ponder. Over and over again, it turns out that a person's food choices make an enormous difference. I'm here to tell you that food matters. Eat your medicine. It really matters. Food is intimately connected to the strength or weakness of your immune system to fight disease effectively and without overreacting. Now, there's a handbook that you can get where you'll find out which foods you should eat if you want to optimize your immune system, and there's a link below. You can see that, and you can get the handbook. It's absolutely free. But there's also a summit that's going on that starts in 9 days, and you can get most up-to-the-date research and information about how the food you eat impacts your health in profound ways. And there's also a link on this page that you can access the summit and more information about the summit. So I just have to say that, just like you could see here, much of the media coverage of the coronavirus pandemic focuses on prevention through avoidance, right? We're told to distance ourselves, social distancing, wash your hands, don't touch your face. And I like to call it the T-zone, which I've heard from this from Henry the Hand. Your eyes, your nose, and your mouth. That's your T-zone. Avoid places like that. Avoid touching places like that, and you should be fine, right? Stay in your home for 14 days, quarantine yourself for weeks or months at a time. It's been a month already, plus. And all of this is really good to do, but that's not the only thing that we can do. We still have a lot to learn, a lot to learn. So our understanding of the facts is constantly changing as new information comes out. So as you know, this is information that's actually going to be, you're going to get more shared during the summit, but I want to share some with you now. The number of people that are being hospitalized, the number of people in this group that experience severe symptoms like a difficulty breathing, that number is placing an overwhelming burden on our healthcare system. We all know that. We're all aware of that. Yet some people, perhaps even most, get what feels like more like the flu, right? They aren't even aware that they've gotten the coronavirus, you know, staying healthy and symptom-free. However, even asymptomatic people can spread it to others for whom it could become life-threatening. And so that's why they tell us to socially distance ourselves. Why? Because you can feel just fine, but you can be a carrier. And that's a sad thing about this virus and how powerful it is. But let me tell you that, first of all, you don't have to contract it if you already have. Hopefully you're recovering. If you're listening to this, of course, and you're doing things and you're taking all the necessary supplements or vitamins that you know of and hydrating yourself and doing everything that you can to better yourself. But you've never contracted it. If you've never contracted, like myself, I've never contracted it. Well, if I haven't gotten tested, so who knows, right? Nowadays, who knows? But no symptoms. You have no symptoms, and you feel, as far as your knowledge is concerned, that you do not have the virus. Well, those of us who don't have it and are not considered carriers, we are considered very fortunate and blessed. But I'll tell you that just because you haven't or you don't feel any symptoms doesn't mean that you can't be a carrier, and we know that already. So there's certain things that you can do. And so we've just have to realize that there's so much more to learn. And we do know that your underlying level of health has a profound impact on how your body responds to any infection. This is another thing that we know. We meaning those people or those of us who actually study nutrition and the researchers. We know that obesity, asthma, heart disease, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other chronic illnesses are all considered risk factors for the most serious COVID-19 outcomes. Probably saying, oh, they were so young and healthy. Well, you don't know. You don't know what their underlying conditions were. Now, these diseases are all profoundly impacted by your diet and lifestyle. I'll say it again. All of these diseases are profoundly impacted by your diet and lifestyle. And we also know that a healthy and optimally functioning immune system is a critical line of defense against viruses of all kinds, including SARS or COVID-2. Or this COVID-19 illness as well. This is all that really matters, is maintaining, and if you haven't been able to maintain, then building up immune system so that it can function optimally. That is what I've been preaching from day one, actually from year 10 that I've been on this journey of really focusing in on my health. It is so important. So important, people. And I hope this helps you as I get into what we can do to build our immune systems. So basically, immune system 101. Your immune system is your body's network of organs, tissues, and cells that work together to keep you healthy by fighting off harmful bacteria, viruses, parasites, and fungi. it acts as a barrier between your body and the things that you can make that make you sick, actually. So this is the best line of defense, your immune system. But if your immune system is compromised, can't defend anything. It's like you getting hit in the face without any gear on by Mike Tyson. I know I'm going way back, but, you know, even if you had gear on, you'd probably still get knocked out because his punches were really powerful, I heard. But, listen, it's like getting hit or, you know, somewhere that you practice, you're supposed to have on some gear and you have on no gear whatsoever. You're going to feel it. So your immune system is your best line of defense. You have to build it up and you have to maintain it. And this is probably the reason why some people may never actually be affected by it. It is because they have had a healthy lifestyle for months and years prior to pandemic and this outbreak of this COVID-19. Your immune system can become compromised by dietary, environmental, and lifestyle factors. And a compromised immune system can lead to frequent illness and more suffering whenever illness strikes. So your complex and amazing defense system contains two main parts. Listen here, two parts. The first one being you have mucous membranes found in places like your nose, your eyes, your mouth. So don't be going and shaving out all those nose hairs. You need it now. That's a line of defense. I know people who actually, you know, pluck the hairs out of their noses. Trimming maybe, but I would never, ever clean out your, you know. It's God put it there for a reason. And it's there to protect us. Just like we have eyelashes on our eyes, it's there to protect our eyes from all the dust. So your mucous membranes are found, like I said, in your nose, your eyes, your mouth. That's your T-zone, eyes, nose, and mouth, which they use white blood cells to fight infections before they can get inside you, okay? So here's the second main part of your amazing defense system that God created with. You have T cells and B cells, T as in Tom, B as in boy. You have T cells and B cells, which work together to create antibodies that fight off invaders and then destroy infected cells throughout your body. They destroy the infected cells. That's how we were created. Now, your bone marrow and spleen also play key roles, making white blood cells that fight infections, and your lymphatic system transports lymph, a fluid containing white blood cells, throughout your body. That's what the lymph is. Lymph nodes, if you look at your throat, and somebody says, oh, lymph, you know, it's all in your throat area. So although your immune system functions as an amazing team, working to keep you healthy, safe, and alive all together, that's what your immune system does. It works together, all of that. All of that is your immune system. It works to keep you healthy, safe, and alive. So what some people talk about boosting the immune system, I like to use that phrase a lot too, boost your immune system, bring it up, you know, make it stronger. That's not necessarily a good idea when they say just boost. One of the most dangerous things that can happen to people infected with SARS-CoV-2 is called a cytokine storm. And there's another word for it, it's hypocytokinemia. This occurs when a healthy and vigorous immune system confronts the virus and releases a wide variety of inflammatory compounds, including cytokines. It's basically an immune over-response that leads to death. So what you really want is a smart immune system. We learn something new every day, don't we? You want a smart immune system. You don't just want to – it's kind of like I'll give you an example. It's like, you know, that sugar rush that you get, and you're feeling lethargic, and you reach for a candy bar, and, oh, yeah, it spikes you, or you reach for that cup of joe, and you feel great. But then what happens is you just crash. You don't want to do that. So boosting immune system is great. Yes, I use the term very frequently, but you have to maintain it. So we're going to talk about having a smart immune system. That's what we're seeking to do. One that can respond effectively to whatever comes your way. And that keep your body clean, healthy, and free of disease. While there hasn't been a lot of research on the foods and nutrients that are helpful with COVID-19 specifically, it stands to reason that the same foods that are good for overall immune function and that are helpful against colds, cases of flu, and other viruses are just as important now. So that's why you hear a lot of people, you know, they're taking their vitamin C and they're drinking lots of water and vitamin D as well. And, you know, other things, I've talked about it as well, vitamin C, elderberry, that's very beneficial, high in vitamin C. You have to do all of those things. Boost it and maintain it, but also focus on a smart immune system. So how does food affect your immune system? Let's talk about that a little bit. It's difficult to overstate how important nutrition is in promoting a healthy immune system. You need a diverse group of phytochemicals. That's the bioactive chemical compounds in plants. You need a diverse group of that to create a strong barrier against pathogens that would otherwise make you ill. And because immunity typically declines as you age, hence the reason why the elderly are more vulnerable, it becomes especially important to eat more immune-supporting foods as you get older, right? The older you get, the more immune-supporting foods you should consume. Plus, there is considerable evidence that the immune systems of people who eat healthful diets abundant with fruits and vegetables do not decline nearly as rapidly with age. You probably know some of those people. Those people who are eating junk food and eat out a lot, and when I say eat out, I'm talking about fast food and things that are not healthy, or foods at restaurants that they make it with a little bit, way too much sodium, I should say, way too much, not a little bit, way too much sodium. Those people, in comparison to the ones who eat at home and that you would consider having a healthy diet and lifestyle, you can see the difference. You can see it health-wise. You can see it probably physically. You can see the difference. The ones who are eating more fruits and vegetables on a daily basis, they're the ones with less inflammation in their joints. They're able to walk, maybe even run, maybe even play some sports, some tennis or bike ride. Something you notice with those people who are eating what you would consider a healthy diet and practicing a healthy lifestyle. So you'll notice that they don't decline as rapidly. Many studies have shown that nutrient deficiencies cause impaired immune function in the elderly, even in people as young as 35 years old. Poor nutrition wreaks havoc on the immune response. So I'm going to go back to what's been going on with this pandemic. We know that the elderly are more vulnerable. However, we've seen where this virus has taken young people. And I say it, and people say all the time, oh, they were considered healthy. I believe that they had poor nutrition. They might not have been diabetic. They might not have had heart disease, but they probably had poor eating habits or poor nutritional lifestyle. Probably not healthy. But there's good news, too. When elderly people eat at least 5 servings per day of fruits and vegetables, they have improved antibody response to stress. Making healthy food choices is like recruiting a microscopic army of nutrients, which are all trained to help your body fight off germs. This can help you, people. Help you fight off germs. You've got to build your immune system. Build it. I like to use that too. Build. That's a good one. We could use that one instead of boosting. Build your immune system. You've got to build it up so that you can fight off germs. So what foods should you be eating to get the nutrients you need and stay healthy? We're going to briefly talk about the G-bombs, and then I'm going to leave you at that. G-bombs, you say, what are G-bombs? Well, first of all, it stands for greens, beans, potato. No, I wasn't going to go break out into the Shirley Caesar song, but greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, and seeds. They're all full of critical nutrients to help your body fight off disease and illness. Greens such as spinach, kale, mustard greens, collard greens, broccoli, bok choy, and Brussels sprouts are packed with phytonutrients your immune system needs for optimal function. Green vegetables are rich in folate, calcium, and antioxidants like lutein and zeaxanthin. You can get everything that you need from the G-bombs. Folate is especially important for producing antibodies that work to destroy antigens that can make you sick. You can blend green veggies into smoothies, saute them, use them as a base for colorful salads, chop and mix them into pasta dishes, or roast them. There's so much that can be done with your greens. Don't think that it's boring. Oh, greens. You can do everything and anything with your greens. How about some beans? Peas and lentils, they're full of fiber and resistant starch, carbohydrates that are not broken down through digestion. Those are resistant starches. The compounds in beans and other legumes can help enhance your gut microbiome, which is important because much of your immunity begins with the health of your digestive system. So if you have a good digestive system, most likely you're going to be, you'll be healthier. It will help you, help your body to absorb all of the nutrients. You can add beans, peas, and lentils to just about any dish like spaghetti, on top of salads or pizzas, or in stews and soups. The next one is onions. Onions, which are part of the allium family of vegetables, along with shallots, scallions, leeks, garlic, and chives, are full of organosulfur compounds. These compounds have known benefits for immunity and are released when alliums are crushed or chopped. Onions contain quercetin. Remember that? Go back to my other show. You'll find it about quercetin. Quercetin is a compound that may have particularly powerful bacteria fighting abilities, as well as prebiotic fiber that feeds only the beneficial bacteria in our large intestine. Onions and garlic make great kitchen staples because you can use them in so many ways. Mushrooms is the next one, including commonly consumed varieties like white, crimini, portobello, have been studied for their immune modulating and enhancing abilities. There's so much evidence that mushrooms are good for your immune system that they've been studied as a potential treatment for cancer. Berries is the next one. All kinds, including strawberries, raspberries, blackberries, anything that ends in berries. They're high in phytochemicals and vitamins that may help keep the immune system functioning at its best. You eat them raw, blend them into smoothies, add them to your yogurt or your oatmeal. Wonderful in any way. Seeds and nuts like chia, flax, walnuts, almonds are rich in disease-preventing nutrients like fiber, healthy omega-3 fats, and micronutrients like vitamin E, iron, zinc, and calcium. Zinc, especially high in pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, and hemp seeds, is a particularly potent nutrient that supports immunity. So get yourself some zinc fighting foods. promoting foods. That's in your seeds and your nuts. So that's your G-bomb. Those are your G-bombs. And just pay attention to that. And before, eat your medicine. Eat your medicine. I hope this helped you. Now on to Wednesday's Word, The Ability to Believe by Billy Graham Evangelist Association. Scripture comes from Romans 10:9, believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead. It is impossible to believe anything into existence. The gospel did not come into being because men believed it. The tomb was not emptied of Christ's body that first Easter because some faithful persons believed it. The fact preceded the faith. We are psychologically incapable of believing without an object of our faith. The object of Christian faith is Christ. Faith means more than an intellectual assent to the claims of Christ. You are not called upon to believe something that is not credible, but to believe in the fact that history, that in reality transcends all history. Faith actually means surrender and commitment to the claims of Christ. We do not know Christ through the five physical senses, but we know him through the sixth sense that God has given every man, the ability to believe. God bless you. That was Wednesday's Word. I hope this broadcast helps you. Share it with a friend, will ya? And visit the links below to get your free handbook, and join the summit. All right, till next time. time. Have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Bye-bye.